Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Daunt. Trade Before Learning These 14 Candlestick Patterns by Arulpandi P. positions itself as a practical starter guide for traders who want to read price action through candlesticks without drowning in theory. The book focuses on a curated set of 14 candlestick patterns described as highly reliable and broadly applicable across markets. Rather than treating candlesticks as decorative chart elements, it frames them as a way to interpret crowd behavior, momentum shifts, and potential turning points. Readers can expect pattern recognition to be tied to decision-making, including how a setup may form, what it can signal, and what to watch for next. The promise is not that patterns guarantee outcomes, but that they can structure a trader's attention and improve consistency. By narrowing the learning scope to a defined playbook, the book aims to help newer traders build a repeatable approach while giving experienced traders a refresher and a checklist for higher quality entries and exits. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why candlesticks matter and what a single candle reveals. The foundation of the book is the idea that a candlestick is a compact record of a battle between buyers and sellers. Open, high, low, and close capture not only direction, but also intensity, rejection, and hesitation. This topic explains how to read basic candle anatomy, including real bodies and wicks, and why the location of the close inside the range often matters more than the size alone. Candles can suggest continuation when closes are strong and ranges expand, or warn of exhaustion when long wicks appear after a sustained move. A key takeaway is context. The same candle shape can mean different things depending on whether it appears at support, resistance, after a breakout, or within consolidation. The book encourages traders to avoid treating candlestick patterns as isolated icons. Instead, each candle is viewed as part of an unfolding auction process. Understanding this lens prepares readers to learn the 14 patterns as signals of shifting control, not as magic triggers. This builds a more disciplined mindset where confirmation and risk control are as important as recognition. Secondly, reversal patterns that flag potential trend changes. A major portion of candlestick trading revolves around identifying when a trend is losing strength and a reversal is becoming plausible. This topic covers how the book frames reversal patterns as warning signs first and entry signals second. Common features of reversal patterns include clear rejection wicks, a change in where price closes relative to prior candles, and a visible failure to push beyond a recent extreme. The book emphasizes that reversals are higher quality when they occur at obvious areas where other traders are likely watching, such as prior swing highs and lows, round numbers, or well-tested zones. It also highlights the importance of separating early reversal hints from confirmed reversals, encouraging traders to look for follow-through rather than assuming the first signal will work. Practical considerations include choosing an entry approach, such as waiting for a break of a pattern level and placing stops beyond the structure that invalidates the idea. By focusing on a defined set of reversal patterns, the book aims to reduce impulsive countertrend trades and replace them with more structured setups. Thirdly, continuation patterns for riding momentum with less guesswork. Not every high-probability candlestick opportunity is a reversal. The book also points traders toward continuation behavior, where price pauses, digests, and then resumes in the same direction. This topic explains how continuation patterns can help traders join established trends while avoiding late entries. Continuation signals often appear after a strong impulse move, followed by smaller ranges, mixed candles, or brief pullbacks that fail to damage the broader structure. The book treats these patterns as ways to time entries closer to support in an uptrend or resistance in a downtrend, potentially improving risk to reward. Another important aspect is distinguishing healthy consolidation from distribution or topping behavior. Traders are encouraged to check whether pullbacks hold above key levels, whether sellers can actually close price down meaningfully, and whether the trend shows renewed strength via decisive closes. The topic also ties continuation patterns to trade management, scaling in after confirmation, setting targets near prior swing points, and trailing stops as momentum persists. The core benefit is a repeatable framework for staying aligned with trend dynamics. Fourthly, using the patterns with support and resistance for higher accuracy, the book implicitly promotes a simple but powerful idea. Candlestick patterns become more actionable when combined with key price levels. This topic explores how support and resistance act as filters that can increase the practical reliability of any pattern. A pattern appearing in the middle of a range may be noise, while the same pattern at a clearly defined level can reflect a meaningful reaction from market participants. The book encourages traders to identify swing highs and lows, previous consolidation areas, and zones where price has reacted multiple times. It also supports the use of multiple timeframe thinking, where a level from a higher timeframe can add weight to a pattern on a lower timeframe. Additionally, the topic addresses false signals by emphasizing invalidation points. When a pattern forms at a level, the trade idea should be considered wrong if price breaks and closes beyond that level with strength. This approach keeps the method grounded in observable structure rather than subjective interpretation. By integrating patterns with levels, traders can reduce overtrading and focus on a smaller number of higher quality opportunities that align with market structure. Lastly, risk management and trade planning around candlestick setups, even reliable patterns, require a plan for entries, exits, and risk limits. This topic focuses on how the book can be used to create a disciplined trading routine built around the 14 patterns. It highlights position sizing as the key lever that keeps a strategy survivable, because no pattern wins every time. The book encourages defining the invalidation level first, which naturally sets stop placement beyond the candle structure or beyond a nearby support or resistance area. From there, traders can choose an entry trigger that fits their style, such as entering on close, on a break of the pattern high or low, or on a pullback. Trade management principles include predefining target areas, using partial profits to reduce emotional pressure, and moving stops only according to rules rather than fear. The topic also addresses the importance of record keeping, tagging trades by pattern, context, and outcome, so a trader can learn what works best in their market and time frame. This turns candlestick pattern learning into a measurable process, not just visual recognition. In conclusion, this book suits beginners who want a focused path into candlestick reading, as well as intermediate traders who already know the basics but need a tighter checklist for cleaner entries and fewer impulsive trades. If you are overwhelmed by the huge universe of patterns and indicators, a curated set of 14 setups can simplify your chart time and make your decision-making more consistent. The real-life benefit comes from learning to interpret price behavior with structure, where buyers defended, where sellers rejected higher prices, and when momentum is likely to continue or fail. That skill can reduce emotional trading because you are reacting to repeatable signals in defined locations, with clear invalidation points. Compared with broader technical analysis books that try to cover everything, this title is worth buying for its narrow, action-oriented scope. It aims to reduce noise by concentrating on patterns positioned as the most practical and frequently tradable. For readers who want a compact playbook to practice, journal, and refine, the book can serve as a quick reference that supports deliberate, rules-based execution rather than random pattern hunting. If you would like to support Aryul Pandey P, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!